This is a U.S. Open of firsts for Varvara Lepchenko. It's the first time the 26-year-old native of Uzbekistan is playing as an American. She became a U.S. citizen last September and played tennis for Team USA in the London Olympics. It's the first time she's playing as a top 50 player, seated 31st in the draw. In five of the last seven U.S. Opens, Lepchenko has had to come through qualifying rounds. And it's the first time she's playing at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Queens with the sense that she belongs there. She trains there with coaches from the USTA's Player Development Program.
It feels like, you know, this is my house.
That feeling, and she says that training led to her victory yesterday over Mathilde Johansson of France. For the second time in her eight appearances at the U.S. Open, Varvara Lepchenko has advanced to the second round. Her rising star is following the arc of the classic American immigrant story. Frustrated by a lack of opportunity in Uzbekistan, a then 15-year-old Lepchenko, her dad and coach Peter, and her older sister Jane made their way to Florida in 2001. Mom Larissa stayed behind. Varvara embarked on life as a low-ranked tennis pro. She and her dad worked the smaller USTA tournament circuit, traveling each week from tournament to tournament, sleeping in their minivan to save money. It's a life far removed from the spotlight, fat paychecks, and multi-million dollar endorsements of top players like Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams. Sitting in the outdoor food court at the U.S. Open, Varvara credits her father with getting her through what she admits was a difficult time.
Where no one believed in me, he was the only one who was there saying, you got the potential, you got the talent. I definitely owe that to my dad, that I kept going.
She also kept going with the help of complete strangers. In 2004, at one of those small tournaments in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Lepchenko met Sherry Butz, a tournament staffer charged with finding local families who'd let players stay with them during the event.
I remember the moment that I met her. They had come from a tournament in Hilton Head, so they drove all night and got there just in time to sign up, and she was pretty exhausted. But I just remember, I don't know, just something about her. I still remember her smile and just the determination. So I immediately took a liking to her and kind of, you know, followed her through that tournament. And then the next year when she came back, I had her stay with me.
Varvara and her dad stayed with Butz for about 2 years. It was their base, a place to return to after weeks on the road, an address the always traveling Lepchenkos could use during the long, complicated process of applying for political asylum. Lepchenko says Butz's kindness and friendliness was something she saw in Americans, and it made her feel American herself.
I'm extremely social, and, you know, I try to be nice to people and stuff. And when I came, people were holding the door, saying, hi, how are you? This is not very common back in Europe, back in Soviet Union. And no one would ever say hi if they don't know you. So, and I like that kind of, you know, feeling. People would come and talk to you, try to find out your story, try to help you.
Varvara and her family were granted political asylum in 2007, paving the way for her mom to join them in the U.S. The Lepchenkos found their own place in Allentown. Varvara told Tennis Magazine that Florida was too hot. She made slow, steady improvements in her career, reaching the top 100 twice between 2006 and 2011. But Varvara says it was citizenship last year that has helped her reach her current heights. Armed now with a U.S. passport, she was able to travel easily to bigger international tournaments where more prize money and ranking points were available. And she took advantage of the USTA's Player Development Program, working on her fitness and game with other up-and-coming Americans. Ranked 110th at the beginning of this year, she broke into the top 50 in June and is now ranked 32nd in the world. She seeks to keep her dream going tomorrow in her second-round match against Anastasia Rodionova of Australia.